This is Rhode Island Public Radio. Now, the Rhode Island House and Senate are still at loggerheads over the state government budget for the fiscal year that, well, it began last week. Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay is here to discuss that state house impasse and how it might be resolved. Hello, Scott.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Now, day six without a state budget. So far, there's no resolution in sight. What's going on? Why has it taken so long to find a resolution?
Well, we've got two big state house leaders, the two most important leaders at the General Assembly. That would be Senate President Dominic Ruggiero and, of course, House Speaker Nick Mattiello. They've dug themselves pretty deeply in. Their heels are dug in. They're not on speaking terms right now. They're not talking to each other. Their lieutenants aren't meeting. This is a real stalemate, and it just hasn't moved anywhere in the last 6 days. And this, of course, was the result of the House deciding to take its football and go home when the Senate tried to put an amendment on the $9.2 billion state budget that would have limited the pet project of Speaker Nick Mattiello, which, of course, is his six-year phase-out of the car tax.
That amendment involved finding money if there was not enough money somehow in the state budget to pay for that phase-out.
Yeah, it's a circuit breaker that would have basically ended the car tax phase-out if, let's say, there was a recession or the federal government cut a whole lot of money or the state was forced to dig into its rainy day fund.
Now, on paper, the state has no operating budget, but there is no government shutdown. How does that happen?
Well, the state lacks an operating budget, but back in 2004, the state faced this kind of thing. And what they did was they put in a resolution simply that the previous year's budget applies in the event that the legislature goes beyond the fiscal year without a budget. So therefore, if you're speeding on Route 95, the state cops are going to pull you over. All the state agencies are open. The people are getting their paychecks, workers. The beaches are open. We aren't like some other states where if you don't have that budget passed exactly on July 1st, we saw in New Jersey where they had to close beaches and parks. We don't have that. So basically the average Rhode Islander who's just going about his or her business is not noticing this in any big way so far.
But as Governor Raimondo pointed out the other day, this situation cannot continue.
No, it can't go on forever. For example, by the end of this month, July 31st, we start to get into the part of the budget where school aid formula kicks in. That's when the money goes to the cities and towns. Now, some cities and towns, particularly Providence, got a big bump in state aid to education this year. They all passed their municipal budgets based on these numbers. So therefore, there's going to be some real problems with the cities and towns if they don't get their act together. The other aspect of this is the car tax itself. By the end of July, the cities and towns start to mail out car tax bills, and they're not going to know what to do if the new budget isn't in place by then.
And, of course, there is some major legislation that's just in limbo.
Yes, two of the biggest measures that are still hanging out there because of this budget fandango is legislation that would extend paid sick leave to workers in the private sector who do not otherwise get it. That's one big issue that the House and Senate have jousted with. The other large issue is the anti-gun lobby has pushed through legislation that would limit those convicted of domestic abuse or assault from getting guns.
As we wrap up, I'm remembering a situation like this from the mid-90s.
Yes, this happened before, back in the 90s. I believe John Harwood was then the speaker. Paul Kelly was the Senate Majority Leader. They didn't have a Senate President in those days. And they went on till about the end of July. I think the granddaddy of all of these State House frittatas, probably 1971, when they installed the income tax. It took forever. A lot of Rhode Island legislators did not want to see the state come in with an income tax. We know that it dominated the governor's race just a couple years before that when Governor John Chafee said the state needed an income tax. The Democrat Frank Leach ran against him saying state didn't need an income tax. Leach came to the governorship and realized the state needed an income tax. But boy, it took an awful long time to get that through the legislature, and they were sitting there sweltering under the ceiling fans in August. So We have had some precedent for this, although this is unusual to use the state budget as a hostage bill. Usually you find something else that the leadership or someone on the other side wants, and you hang on to it until they do what you want. Very unusual to have the $9.2 billion taxing and spending package dealt with this way.
Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay, thanks.
Great to be here.